semi-cocky 15-year-old boy who never got cut from a sports team, who never got rejected by a girl. He had a 4.0 GPA, and he was voted his class president. Well, Stevie was a Christian, and Stevie was proud to call this verse his favorite Bible verse. Danielle was a 29-year-old single mother who successfully and quite impressively left behind an abusive relationship, moved out on her own, got a great job, and looking forward to a more optimistic future, Danielle decided that she was going to tattoo this same verse right here on her forearm. Grandma Ann was 74 years old. She had beaten stage 4 skin cancer, and every morning she woke up and she looked next to her bedside, for there hung a poster with the words to this same verse. Maybe you've heard of him, Tim Tebow. He was a charismatic and he is a Christian. He was a quarterback who in his college days won the Heisman, and during his brief stint in the NFL created a media frenzy. Tim Tebow had printed on his eye black for all national audiences to see the reference to this same Bible verse. You know what I'm talking about. Philippians 4 verse 13. I can do everything through him who gives me strength. Oh, and it's a powerful verse. The example of Stevie, Danielle, of Grandma Ann and Tim Tebow, plus millions of other Christians across the world who call this verse their favorite Bible verse, prove this verse is motivational. It's inspirational. I mean, think about it. I can do everything through him who gives me strength. You take the power of the all-powerful, omniscient, ever-present God, and you combine that with a believer who trusts in God's power, anything is possible, right? I mean, that's what it means to be Jesus strong, right? Well, what happens when Stevie grows up and he gets fired from his first job and can't find any other employment? What happens when Danielle, even though she's moved off, realizes that there's some problems she just can't run away from? What happens when Grandma Ann's cancer comes back and this time she can't beat it? What happens when Tim Tebow gets cut from every NFL roster that he tries out for? Wasn't it obvious? When failure happens, anger, sadness, frustration, despair, and even depression, these are the things that result. So why would God say something so moving, so motivational, I can do everything, if it's not actually true? Well, here's a hint. God, he doesn't lie. God cannot lie. But we lie. In fact, we lie to ourselves all the time. At one time or another, each and every one of us has bought into this lie or is still telling ourselves this lie. It sounds like this. We say, my happiness is based on my circumstances. And we say, things ought to go my way. And if they don't go my way, well, then I get mad. And we do. We live our life in the moment. We base our happiness, our strength, our joy, our confidence based on what I'm able to do or what I'm not able to do, on what people are doing to me or what people are saying to me, or what people are saying about me. And when I don't have the strength or when I don't have the ability to make things go my way, well, then I have the right to get mad, right? For what it's worth, psychologists say that 21st century Americans get upset more about not so what causes them to feel negative things, but they get upset about the shock that something actually didn't go the way they wanted it to. You catch the difference? I can do everything through him who gives me strength. I hate to be blunt, but you can't do everything. You can't do anything that you want. You can't do whatever you set your mind to. Why? I think there again the answer is obvious. We live in a world that has been ravished by sin. Sin has its effect on every single aspect of our lives. It affects our emotions, it affects our health, it affects our relationships, and it affects the way we handle things when they go wrong. So what does God's word mean when it says, I can do everything through Him who gives me strength? Well, I think it's important that in order to answer that, we look at the life of the man who penned these words. It was St. Paul the Apostle who wrote, I can do everything through Him who gives me strength, when he wrote a letter to the Philippian congregation in an epistle that has been called the letter of love. Paul's writing from prison, and yet he writes with this amount of strength and confidence. How so? Well, let's find out. We read as our sermon lesson today selected verses from Philippians chapter 4. I invite you to open up your Bibles or your service folder to page 10. We'll read Philippians chapter 4 beginning at verse 4. Moved by the Holy Spirit, the Apostle Paul writes this, "Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. I rejoice greatly in the Lord that at last you renewed your concern for me. Indeed, you were concerned, but you had no opportunity to show it. I am not saying this because I am in need, for I've learned to be content whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do everything through Him who gives me strength." This is God's word. Did you catch what's going on in Paul's life? The Apostle Paul is not bragging about some accomplishment that he's done. He's not saying, I can do everything through Him who gives me strength. No, Paul's in prison. In fact, just in the chapter earlier in Philippians 3 verse 8, he said, I consider my past accomplishment nothing compared to the joy of knowing Christ. No, Paul's not bragging about what he's able to do. Paul's not casting vision either, saying, this is what I am going to do because with God I can do everything. No, Paul's in prison and he thinks he may even die. He says, for me to live is Christ and to die, that's gain. But Paul's not even sure he's going to make it out. So how is he able to say, I can do everything? Well, let's look again at Philippians 4 verse 13, and this time let's check out the previous verse, Philippians 4 12, and I invite you to read with me. Let's read together Philippians 4 verses 12 and 13. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want, I can do everything through Him who strengthens me. Your English Bibles translate Philippians 4 verse 13 as, I can do everything, or I can do all things, or I can do all this through Him who gives me strength. But a study of the context, the verses surrounding Philippians 4:13 and the verse itself in the original Greek language demonstrate that a more accurate understanding of Philippians 4:13 is not, I can do everything through Him who gives me strength, but rather, as to every circumstance, I am strong in the One who keeps strengthening me. You catch the difference? Not, I can do everything through Him who gives me strength, but as to every circumstance, I am strong in the One who keeps strengthening me. What the Apostle Paul is saying is that it does not matter what my circumstances are, whether I'm well-fed or hungry, living in plenty or in want, whether I'm successful or a failure in my eyes or in the world's eyes, I'm strong. I'm happy. I can live in joyful contentment because the Lord's going to keep strengthening me no matter what my circumstances are. Philippians 4 verse 13 is not about the enjoyment of life. It's about the endurance of life. Philippians 4 verse 13 is not about my or your capability to handle this or that. It's about our contentment in whatever it is that God gives us. The Apostle Paul, he said, I have learned the secret of what it means to be content. What's that secret? Well, it's realizing that our happiness, our strength, and our confidence are not based on our circumstances, and they're not based on our achievements, but they're based on the achievements of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, our Creator and our God, who chose you from before time began and made you the crown of His creation. Our God who looked at you, and even though you could do no good thing, even though you would rather be His enemy, He said, I'm going in to save you. I'm not leaving my beloved to suffer the hellish punishment that they deserve. And so our God sent His one and only Son. And in the greatest display of strength that ever was, our Savior set aside His power. And He humbled Himself. And He took on the form of a servant. A servant who went so far as to suffer death on a cross. And on that cross, He exchanged for you the sin in you for the righteousness that only He has. And all this to the glory of God our Father. No, your happiness, your joy, your confidence, your strength, these are not based on your accomplishments. They're based on Christ. And our God says, no, I'm not going to give you better life circumstances if you just believe on Jesus hard enough, if you just love on Him enough. He says, no, I'm not going to give you better life circumstances. He says, I'm going to give you a better life when by faith you trust in my Son, a better life, an eternal life in heaven. This is what it means to be Jesus strong. And grace upon grace, God's grace to you doesn't just make a difference in eternity. It makes a difference here and now. The Apostle Paul says, as to every circumstance, I am strong in the one who keeps on strengthening me. Christ Jesus suffered on a cross not so that you would never suffer in this life, but He suffered so that when you do suffer, you can suffer just like Him with the attitude of Christ Jesus. When our Savior suffered on this earth for our sins and suffered on that cross, He placed His well-being in the hands of His Father who raised Him from the dead. In the same way, when we suffer, and we will, we place our well-being in the hands of our Heavenly Father who took care of our eternal life, and so how much more will He also take care of our life here on this earth? Oftentimes people think Philippians 4 verse 13 is a verse for winners. This last week I looked on Instagram, Kerry Walsh Jennings, Philippians 4 verse 13. Like, hey kids, you can do anything you set your minds to. Well, Philippians 4 verse 13, it's not a verse for winners, it's a verse for losers. It's not a verse for how to enjoy life, it's a verse about how to endure it. It's not about my capabilities to do whatever I want, but to be content with whatever the Lord wants me to be content with. Christian friends, I'm gonna say something to you this morning that may shock you just a little bit. It might be a surprise, but it's something that will drastically change your life. You ready? Listen, there's nothing that can make you unhappy. There's nothing that can make you unhappy. Now don't get me wrong, I'm not trying to diminish the fact that bad things happen. Stuff happens. Bad happens. You might be saying, now, Pastor, come on, what about when my loved ones hurt me? What about when someone close to me disappoints me? What about when I get sick? What about when my loved one gets sick? What about when I fail at achieving something I really had my heart set on? What about when the stresses of just living in 2016 feel like they're going to crush me? Can I get mad? Can I get sad? Well, again, let's look at the life of the Apostle Paul, because here's a guy who knew hardship. He was persecuted for his faith. He was imprisoned. He lived in poverty. Once he was shipwrecked. He even dealt with a physical disability. And oh yeah, the Apostle Paul, he prayed that God would make his life more enjoyable. Have you ever prayed that prayer? He prayed that life would be easier for him, that God would give him better circumstances. He asked God to remove the thorn in his flesh, but do you remember how God answered that prayer? 2 Corinthians, God answered Paul's prayer, and he said this, he said, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." So Paul said, okay, and in 2 Corinthians 12, he wrote, "I will therefore boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong." The Apostle Paul, he knew weakness. You and I know weakness. And if we're honest with one another, weakness, it abounds in all of us all the time. But you are Jesus strong. Knowing that you are Jesus strong means that you can endure it, so you can also embrace weakness, just like the example of the Apostle Paul. Being Jesus strong means that you can look at the devil and his evil armies and whatever it is, whoever it is, that tries to rob you of your joy and your strength and your confidence, and you can say, "The lower you try to lay me, the higher my Savior will raise me. The more you try to break me, the more my Jesus will make me. For when I am weak, then I am strong." This is what it means to be Jesus strong. Your emotions are a choice. And in between whatever causes you to feel a certain way, let's call it the stimulus of your circumstances, that is what's going on, and the way you're feeling about that, sits the key to your happiness. And that key is shaped like a cross. It's forged by the love of God, and that key opens up an empty tomb where you see your Savior who died for you now lives for you. Christian friends, it is only because of the gospel that I can dare stand up here and say to you, nothing can make you unhappy. The gospel is the only reason that we can encourage each other and say, nothing can steal your joy. Nothing can rob you of the strength that you have in your Savior. Because that is in whom your strength is based. It's not based in your circumstances. It's not based in your accomplishment. The Apostle Paul said, "For me to live is what? Friends? For me to live is fame, finances, family, fun times?" No, he said, "For me to live is Christ." And that's what it means to be Jesus strong. There's a story of an old man who lived off in a foreign country, and he owned one horse. And one day his horse ran away. Old man's neighbor came by and said to him, "I'm so sorry to hear that. What a bad thing has happened. What a sad thing has happened to you." And the old man looked at his neighbor and he said, No, you say too much. One can never be too quick to label any circumstance as good or bad or happy or sad. Only say, my horse ran away." About a week later, the old man's sitting on his front porch and he watches as the horse runs back through the gate. And this time his horse is leading behind him 12 wild horses. The neighbor comes running over and he says, "Congratulations, you have 13 horses. The old man looked at his neighbor and said, "No, you say too much. One can never label any circumstance good or bad, happy or sad. Only say I have 13 horses. About a week later, the old man's son was training these wild horses, and he fell off and he broke his leg. guess what the neighbor came by and said? It's about a month after that, the nation these men live in went off to war, and this neighbor came over, and he thought it was a good thing. Now his son didn't have to go to war and risk his life. You see, this neighbor was constantly living his life based upon the circumstances. And because of that, his life was an emotional roller coaster of ups and downs. Do you get it? One can never label any circumstance good or bad, happy or sad. Only saying all these things, God is for us, so who can be against us? Only rejoice. I'm going to say it again, rejoice in the Lord always. Only say, I am Jesus strong. Christian friends, nothing can steal your happiness. For as to every circumstance, you are strong in the one who keeps strengthening you. Amen.